The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. Nikki Rapana, that has been banned over at News with Views. Gee, I wonder how that happened. How both parties sold America down the river. I was talking about the CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, approved by the U.S. Congress in July of 2005. This isn't Bush and Clinton quietly slipping in communitarian programs like Local Agenda 21 that bury communitarian laws deep inside hefty grants and incentives. No, 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 no. The U.S. Congress has officially denounced their own constitution as supreme law. When the United States Congress approved CAFTA, they endorsed a regional trade agreement that places U.S. constitutional law below the communitarian law. And while that communitarian crap is without a doubt the most important legal topic in the world, American experts on both sides of the free trade argument completely ignored it. Consequently, it's rare American who has any concept of how prevalent or powerful this new system of law and order is. The European Court of Justice is occasionally referred to as the Communitarian Court of Justice. CAFTA officials openly discuss using EU as their model for case law. Regulations governing the archiving of EU legal documents, the term communitarian law is in hundreds of online journals, law journals, folks. It's taught in several foreign law schools, and there are degreed law professors of communitarian law. The Jean Monnet Program sponsors a symposium on it at U.S. University. The D.C. Communitarian Network sends out communitarian law newsletter. It's widely understood term in Europe, Central and South America still, in this country. You say communitarian law, they go, huh, what? One reason for its obscurity comes from the fact that communitarian law is also called community law. And that's the term you keep hearing. For our community, our community, our community, community. I don't give a damn what the circumstance is. You get some talking head in front of a camera. He's got FaceTime. He'll tell you about community. Well, that's your communitarian law. But another reason for its obscurity is the simple fact that globalists don't want our people to know anything about it. The European Constitution was defeated at public polls by the Dutch and the French voters because of its supremacy of communitarian law. The last thing the communitarian supranationalists want to happen is for all America to learn the whole truth about communitarian or free trade, as they like to call it. Remember, universities in England, Spain, Portugal, Romania offer coursework and master's program in what? Communitarian law. Uh-oh, I've got Lark. Though I have a Lark, I've got Lark.
You sure do.
Hey.
How you doing there?
Just listening to paint dry. You and I have gone back and forth on this issue for quite some time. And why I must agree with you, Lark, that it is one of the basic misunderstood or non-understood issues that Americans are facing. We're seeing it all over the place. And they don't recognize it when they see it.
Well, and they're afraid to talk about it, even if they have some inkling of what it is, because they've been curious enough to read some things. But they feel inadequate to discuss it, and particularly with somebody who's never encountered the material. Because, you know, it's you know, you can't just explain this away in 3 or 4 or 5 sentences. But it certainly can be experienced in our everyday lives.
Well, and see, when you and I were talking earlier, I said to you that the most important thing right next to conceptualization or an idea and relaying that and making people understand it in current terms without it sounding like moldy, oldy, dusty history books is to give example of current. What is the parallel that we can look at right now, feel, touch, see, and experience?
Well, I'm assuming that's a question.
That was a question.
Well, I mean, I feel that I'll just to give you some ideas of how I experience in my everyday life. Would that be helpful, you think?
Well, that depends. Talk on, and I'll let you know.
If you live in a house in suburbia, as I do, then you have such a thing as homeowners associations. And we now have communitarian city ordinances, rules and regulations, city codes that tell us how tall our grass can be, how the trash is removed to the alley for pickup, the recycling as well. What kind of paint you can put on your house, what kind of paint you cannot put on your house. Your cars that are sitting in your driveway, they have to be up to snuff regarding your tags and your inspection stickers. They actually go down people's alleyways and look at these cars, and particularly cars that are being perhaps repaired. And things like that, and then they'll ticket you, and they'll give you a certain amount of time to comply. They're always real nice about it. If you got a problem, you can call into the city, some department of the city, code enforcement or what have you. Sometimes you can get an extension or whatever, you know, and they don't really care at the end of the day what your problem is with the reason why you didn't get your grass mowed.
They're just the facilitators. They're the people there to help you understand and to pay your fine and understand that the good that they're doing for the community.
Well, yes. And another thing, too, is you can look in my mailbox. I get periodicals from time to time that are, you know, the freebie mailers, the junk mail, we used to call it. And everywhere I look, everywhere I turn, is this word community. This word sustainable. It's everywhere. It's on the television, which I don't watch, but I've seen it when I quit watching it 7 or so years ago. It's remarkable. The language at the universities, all you have to do is just look at the curriculum schedule at any college or university. So-called, what used to be a junior college is now called a community college. And a very useful search on the internet is just do a search, what is reflexive law? Question mark. Reflexive law is how they've been able to, by degrees, incrementally, little things, have been able to change our attitudes, behaviors, and beliefs, and skirt at the edges of what we call constitutional law, or what we call a system of justice. It's called what is reflexive law. And it ties in beautifully with the stated goals of the Fabian Society, upon its inception in Great Britain in 1884. They wanted to accomplish everything by degrees, step by step, so that people really wouldn't notice. Much rather like the proverbial frog in the boiling pot of water. Starts out cold, temperature rises gradually, sooner or later the frog is cooked. Well, this is what's happening in America with our so-called system of justice and our system of law. It extends to what's called communitarian law enforcement.
Yeah. Let me give an example of this point that people can understand of how reasons are given for, let's say, your security. Everything is about safety now because there's existential threats, there's direct threats. It's about safety and the steps that they need to take in order to make you safe. And, I don't know why Americans flat out refuse to consider the possibility that any current events resulting in federal legislation and executive orders and how they're related. You know, this community stuff that we're talking about here, that law balances individual rights against safety. Remember the verbiage they used with the Patriot Act or Homeland Security? They even used the term that it's a balance against your rights versus safety. They came right out and said it. But most people, with the fearmongers out there and the horrors that want to scare you to death, you know, this is what they'll do. That, if you don't do something, my God, this horrific, terrible thing is going to happen. Much like Al Gore and the melting of the ice caps. Excuse me, but you and I were supposed to be in 3 feet of cold water by now, Lark. But we're not. And this, you know, it shows a pattern of thought. And as described and as manipulated, and people are being manipulated. There were many people, Lark, that stood up and said, wait a minute, this Patriot Act, are you kidding me? Or this, where they were supposed to be voting on appropriations, that somehow they come up with this convoluted thing of saying that, well, wait a minute, if the government, our government, considers you to be a terrorist, you'll just be up and removed. Forget being accused. Forget you defending yourself in court. Forget anything. We'll just disappear your ass. You're not going to get a phone call. You have no rights. You're not going to get a lawyer. You're not going to be able to kiss the wife or husband or hug the children goodbye. We're just going to make you disappear because the state has declared you to be a terrorist. And all this emanated out of what? Supposedly, we're here for your safety, but you'll have to give up. This is the elimination of all right. All rights.
That's exactly right. Two points I would like to make, John. You can trace it back to the Club of Rome white papers.
Uh-oh. We're going back to the history session in the library. It better be good, Lark.
No. What you said about safety can also be applied to that word security. It works together. But the other important element is this thing called the environment. You know, the idea was the pretext for a lot of these changes are that, well, you know, we've got to prevent the despoiling of the environment. You know, and of course the average person out there thinks, well, they must be talking about pollution. Well, you know, I don't think people should litter necessarily either. And so they think, well, that's fine. But when you said safety, that word security has a lot of relevance too. And it's evidenced by a book that was written in 2008 by the so-called father of communitarianism, the dual Israeli-American citizen at George Washington University. His name is, in Hebrew, Amitai Etzioni. In English, Werner Falk. He emigrated from Germany with his family in the 30s to Israel, lived on a kibbutz, studied under Martin Buber, and by 1958, he's at UC Berkeley in California. Then he makes his way to the Ivy League. But he wrote a book in 2008 called Security First for a Moral Muscular Foreign Policy. Now, this is a man that's written 30 books, and that particular book is used as a textbook at the Army War College. So in other words, everything is predicated on saving the environment, saving Mother Earth, and we have a responsibility to protect. As your overseers, that's what we do. And that's why a bedrock legal principle within communitarian law is known as R2P, responsibility to protect. And this was actually the pretext slash justification for all the raining down of bombs and missiles and fire upon the innocents of the Middle East in the aftermath of 9/11. We have a responsibility to protect the community. And on your website, if you recall, there are two pieces. One is entitled Communitarianism, First Things First, and the other simply Lark on Communitarianism. Just do a search, put in the word communitarian or Lark. Either one. They'll pop up, both of them together. When you read them, you
okay,
understand.
Hold on 1 second. So we have other people that can understand. I want you to talk in terms that my producer here can bring forth by way of magic computerist. Bring those articles forth so we can repost them.
Yeah, do that. And then read what Anonymous says.
Okay. No, he's listening to you right now. Tell him what to do. What does he need to look up?
Communitarianism, : first things first. I'll do it myself while we talk. I can show
okay,
you
hold,
exactly
hold, hold on. Hold, quit talking here, Lark. What now? Republish the articles. That's what I was after here. Change the dates. Put it at April 8th of 2024, when we're going to be, once again, Lark, you and I are going to be living in a republic again. Because we're going to have a total eclipse right over Round Rock, Texas. Okay, you doing that right now? Okay, he's doing it right now. Go ahead, Lark.
Anyway, it talks about, and this is the research in the words of a woman who wishes to remain anonymous, who has been studying Nikki's work for some time. She speaks to her definition of what communitarianism is, and then following that, she talks about the importance of the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency in 1970. Its first director was William Ruckelshaw, or Ruckelshaus. Well, they defined what the environment is. And in that, they go to Oxford Dictionary, and see, everything can have an environment. By extension, everything has a climate. And everything operates within a community of communities, in and on an environment of environments. Now, that sounds wacko.
It sounds incomprehensible, is what it sounds.
Well, when you hear words like climate change, okay, you think it means, somehow man is doing things to despoil the planet and our biosphere, the ecosystem, etc., and some such other nonsense. Okay, but see, climate change is actually communitarian parlance. It's deliberately deceptive, coded language. Climate change. Okay? It's kind of like free trade. Now, you and I know this is really about mercantilism.
Right.
It's about opening up the borders, making capital free-flowing. You know, the American workers be damned as we send all of our jobs to China and wherever else. You know, free trade is never going to be the friend of a nation state that is sovereign and independent. It just can't. You have to protect your trade within your own nation state, and you have to be bullish about how you engage in trade with other nations.
All right,
that's not the case with free trade.
Okay, hold that thought. Yeah, because it's, free trade. It should have been called fair trade, because we understand what fairness is. Free? There ain't nothing in this life free, folks. Nothing. You think the air is free to breathe? Try breathing it without buying some groceries.
Medicals, Calm Mind, supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter. Helps lower blood pressure. helps to make you feel calm all day long and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calmine contains GABA. It also contains xanthin and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it really works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get CalmMind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on CalmMind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order CalmMind at NutriMedical.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief.
All right, we are back. I checked the numbers during this last break, and as usual, we have people out there. Well, they can't hear me now because they've tuned out. But these are the gadflies that show up for the latest train wreck. They're hit and miss. They want to know if something's imminent that's threatening them right now, and otherwise they're going to go away and listen to something else or do something else. And I cannot, for the life of me, try to explain to people why they've got to sit around and watch the paint dry. Okay, as boring as it is, in your mind, oh, yeah, I've heard this before, yeah, so what? But, Lark, I want to emphasize something here. That this is what is being used in this country today, period. It has superseded, or the traitors in Washington have decided, that this is a better idea than what the Constitution of the United States is about. It is about property rights. I'll give you an example here. If you think you have property rights, I'll just go directly to the story here, Lark, because, and again, I want to do this by way of example. Let me dig up the story here real quickly. And you'll begin to understand why the state, or why this is so important for the state to do, to whittle away at your property rights. And Mike, find the story on the state that just came out on the new drunk driving laws that they can even get because it's out of the rotation of the news. Pull that story up for me, because this is a classic example of what we're talking about. And you people out there that have defended your property and put up no trespassing signs, you can do that all you want to do. But we're talking about a change in the attitude and the system of government in the state in which you're living. That they arrived at this conclusion because. You know, we got to have greater control or greater protection for the community, even though you're on your own land. You got it up there? Okay, let me go ahead. West Virginia. Now, here's a little West Virginia. They came out, Lark, and they said that West Virginians can now be charged with drunk driving on their own private land. Even if they don't represent any danger to others, you can get crap-faced, get in a car or a pickup truck or a tractor on your own property, kill yourself, drive it into a tree, whatever. It made no difference to the state because you were not presenting a danger to the public at large. In other words, off of your property. But here comes the Supreme Court of Appeals in West Virginia that laid down this precedent last month, overturning previous interpretation of the state driving law under the influence, or DUI law. And this is what they said. Unbelievable. We hold that an individual may lose his or her driver's license if they are found driving a vehicle anywhere within the physical boundaries of West Virginia while under the influence of alcohol and or drugs, even if the vehicle is driven only upon private property not open to the general public. And that little decree came from Chief, and this is hard to say, even a Chief Justice, Menace E. Ketchum, the second, wrote for the court.
Yep, that's what they've done. You know, the next installment title that I'm going to submit for suggesting that you publish it, RBN, is going to be titled Techno-Slavery. We have to define our terms. What is a slave? A slave is one who cannot, under the law, own property. He does not have a lodial title and perfected property rights because probably he or she is owned by another or others. For instance, the community, whatever that means.
All right, we've got.
What is the technology?
Okay, hold on. We got to go to a break here. Communitarianism. First things first. And is that the only one you put up there, Mike? Wasn't there another you wanted us to include, Lark?
You got Lark on communitarianism, which is a related article right at the end.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Break time.
By going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Before you continue, Lark, I want to again make an appeal to people and to understand what this balancing is, or for the community at large, that West Virginia Supreme Court expands DUI to private property. This is important for you to understand what they're doing and how they arrived at this. Now, this had to do with a guy by the name of Beckett that was on a four-wheeler on his own property. He was out there four-wheeling with a friend that was on another vehicle. Well, I guess the guy drove it into a tree or he hurt himself. At any rate, the qualified paramedic people showed up, and there was a notice that this guy was visibly tippy, okay? They tested him out. His blood alcohol was 0.17. Now, the reason why this is important is because the magistrate, he was charged with a DUI, but the State Division of Motor Vehicles suspended his license anyhow. The magistrate threw the case out. He sued, Beckett sued the suspension on the grounds he never once drove on public road while drunk, and the DMV has no jurisdiction over private property. That circuit court judge agreed, threw it out, citing the 1980 State Supreme Court ruling, West Virginia versus Ball. The high court justices, however, decided that Ball's ruling was incorrect and submitted a new interpretation of the DUI statute. By doing what? Criminalizing the act of drunk driving in this state. Now, what Ketchum said And I'm quoting him, and this PDF file in its entirety is available at the tail end of this article for those out there that really want to understand what this clown did in front of God and all his people in the light of day. These are Ketchum's words. The legislature chose to structure our DUI statutes to regulate the condition of the driver, not the locale in which the driving is taking place. Thus, he said, the legislation expressed its plain intent to prohibit an intoxicated person from driving a vehicle anywhere in West Virginia, whether on public roads or across private land. And the issue has always been against impaired or drunk driving. They've included that if you're smoking marijuana, if you're lit up on speedballs, whatever the case may be. Okay, they've said in order to protect the public, we've got to eliminate this person that's intoxicated by whatever means. He can't be allowed to come in contact with other people that are sober and driving and trying to stay awake, stay alive, and all that crap. Which, you know, have your own value judgment on that one. But this goes beyond and above. What did sustainable whatever? What happened in Michigan that I reported on? And it was first discovered in Antrim County up there that they're going into the city councils and trying to foist this on people that if you've got standing water more than a half a day on your land, well, that's wetlands, and we're going to come in and buffer that area, and you're not allowed to do anything with it. That's a direct assault on private property. This has been ongoing but never quite identified in this so-called balancing with their communitarian law. Think I'm doing a pretty good job here of putting out a precedent so people can understand, Lark?
I think so. If they want to see the evidence for communitarian law, they can simply type in their search engine, what is communitarian law? You can go on the online encyclopedias, and communitarian law is in French is acquis communautaire, and that's spelled A-C-Q-I-S.
They don't care.
Well, they'll find it anyway. What is communitarian law? They need to know what the heck it is. And they can type in, well, just those two articles that were published at RBN will give you the result of 12 years of my own personal research. And it's distilled.
But they've got to discover a reason why they got to start paying attention to this. That's what I'm after. Why people have to pay attention to this, because it's the driving force of everything you see happening in this country and worldwide. They've got to understand that, Lark, and they're not getting it. They're not understanding it. I can prove it by the numbers that have dropped off and said, oh, I've heard this crap before. Doesn't have anything to do with me.
Well, let's put it this way. If you don't read it, you just don't know.
Well, they consider themselves to be upright patriots. They consider themselves to be in the know. They want to show up on time at the next traffic accident so they can ogle that one. That's what's on their importance list. The immediacy of right now and the carnage right in front of me. Forget going back and understanding what this whole damn thing means. That's what pisses me off. That's what makes me angry, Lark, and you know that.
I know, and Karl Marx said it himself. At the end of the day, it's about abolition of all private property.
And whatever mechanism entails, it's being implemented right now, and this is what we're trying to explain to people. They've been running all over the place. Well, I got a load of old title, and I'm protected as best as I can protect myself while Rome burns, while the rest of your country literally is burning down around you. And understand that in a not-too-distant future, your children are going to have to deal with this with absolutely no understanding. They'll be under full implementation of it without ever realizing or recognizing how the hell they even got there, even if they're kids. People I'm talking about right now don't even want to put forth the energy to understand what the hell we're talking about. We're talking about the very essence. What did the founders say about the essence of freedom and liberty? What does it come through, Lark? Private property.
Yeah, it's what it boils down to. I mean, when it comes to words like personal autonomy, freedom, liberty, exercise of free will, I mean, if man is not to be enslaved, as a creature, as a being, then he needs to pay a special heed to those types of things. But unfortunately, in a communitarian world, they've redefined these words. Number one, the word rights is completely redefined. If you want to understand what rights are in the world as we live, that we live in today, in a communitarian world, you need to read the Humanist Manifesto and look at the International Court of Justice, The Hague. They practice communitarian law. You know, look at the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights. This is where they've redefined the word rights. And believe it or not, they've been redefined. Now, when I talk about technological slavery, we have to ask ourselves, we discuss what slavery was. Well, so what precisely is a technology? Well, technology is simply a tool. It's something that's deemed useful. A technology can be an anvil. It could be a fulcrum. It could be a rock tied to the end of a stick. But it's a tool. Just like, believe it or not, language is a tool. Like your smart device is a tool.
They could not snoop and poop on people if it weren't for the electronics and all the gizmos, if it weren't for the iPads and the ThinkPads and the computers and the iPhones and the Blackberries. And I mean, even your refrigerators now, your television folks within your own home are reporting data back to a computer. It is now inside your own home, and most people don't look at their refrigerator as being a threat. It doesn't have a gun in its hand. It isn't poisoning the food that you're going to reach in there for tonight to grab a snack. So what threat is my refrigerator? But they're not understanding how the collection of this data is all going into their central processing units to be used to analyze and, you know, and to eventually use against you. You know, I mean, people don't, they don't grasp this concept that when we have national health care and the government snooping and pooping on everything that you do, everything that you eat, your habits, your sleeping habits, your eating habits, your every habit, that they'll start making determinations on what kind of health care you're going to get and what time manner you're going to get it based on the information they have about you. And people are not making that connection because they don't see their refrigerator as being a threat. Or their computer, you know, the little tiny thing, that little camera thing there watching you as you use your computer. Or your television listening to your conversations. And it's been discovered that even cameras are even embedded in the screens of your television. You don't need a little iris sitting there. You don't need a little lens that you can visibly see. It's looking at you any damn way. Let me take a call here before we get too much further down the line. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Oh, how nice to hear your voice. Come on. Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, getting off the speaker. You know, one of the verses that I'm appalled at how superficial people misapply John 8:32, and it's like, yeah, how about back up a verse? You know, if you adhere to my teachings, Christ said, then you are truly my disciples, my followers, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Okay, but I ain't Jesus.
Well, then they apply that. They apply that as though a barren intellectual abstraction will liberate, and just as truth liberates, then lies enslave, right?
Okay, I think I'm following you.
Yeah, well, the thing is, these lies that people have been indoctrinated to believe how wealthy we are, and I'm like, we have this carnal, superficial sense of wealth based on, you know, how many people are actually going hungry, or, you know, we have all these luxuries that we've come to consider essential, and we have a society that doesn't know how to get by without them. And I'm concerned
they don't recognize the danger because, you know, Mark, refrigerators have been around for a long time. And just because there's new technology in it, and just because it might have an energy saver thing on it or it's got different capabilities, it's still a refrigerator and a freezer, right? It still does the same thing. So what danger does that present?
You mean as long as people are
oblivious that just like Winston Smith and Julia were in this room, and they thought, well, there's no cameras here because there's no telescreen. They found out the hard way, we've been watching you all this time.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is that people are oblivious. But I was watching this video called A Day with something about the Owens Corning, about the technology they're developing, and the TV started showing on the refrigerator, like, there's a screen on the refrigerator where you can watch the weather report and the news report on your refrigerator.
Yeah.
Well, if you can watch a refrigerator, guess what? Well, it kind of gives me, it's a sinking feeling to think the refrigerator is watching back. And people are like, well, as long as I have food in the refrigerator,
yeah,
and as long as they're not, you know, openly embarrassing me, you know, do I really care what they know as long as they're not using it explicitly against me?
Yeah.
And, you know, ignorance is bliss.
Well,
they're
picking and choosing, Mark, as to what they qualify as being an imminent threat to them by way of proximity.
Yeah.
And it's the technology overall, but the idea of that technology to register everything, to snoop and poop and collect all this data, where they claim that it's to be used for a marketing tool so we can better afford our consumers' choices and all. And it's all falderall. It's the technology that's not necessarily bad. It's how it's wielded. Mark, I've got to keep moving here. I appreciate
all
your
right,
call.
God bless you.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I'm sort of in agreement and disagreement with Mark, which is normal, I suppose.
Okay, well, let's not talk about Mark. Let's talk about the subject matter we've been talking about.
Okay. I am, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Or I hope I am. If we go to my dad's generation, and with all due respect, John, 90% of them don't know, and they don't know that they don't know. They believe that because I had to do it, everyone has to do it. They pay Social Security and all that, and they don't want to fight. Then we got the younger generation, my sons, say under 30, that believe that socialism is sitting around the table socializing. And that's what we're fighting. We're fighting an uneducated population.
A profoundly ignorant population.
Extremely profoundly, and is terribly amazing. I'm planning on going to my county, Lee County, here, is going to have a hearing on removing a portrait of Robert E. Lee. And they want to make a deal with the NAACP, Negroes are actually colored Bulldogs, to change his uniform from a uniform to a suit. And the NAACP is opposed to any picture of Robert E. Lee. So
the National Association of Colored People, where a mind is a terrible thing to waste, and look what they've done. How many minds have they wasted?
Know.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you. I got to keep moving here. Steve in California. Hello, Steve. Which, by the way, I discovered, and thank you for the donation. We got it today.
You're welcome, John.
I didn't know that Steve was your middle name.
Yeah, it is. It's a guarded secret, my first name, and I do that for security reasons. I can't tell you. I could tell you, but then
I'll have to waterboard you when you show up to the office. You've piqued my curiosity. Inquiring minds want to know. I will discover your first name.
You got it.
Okay.
I'll tell you, but you can't tell anybody else.
Okay.
Hey, great show today. This is great stuff.
Well, let me back up here, Steve, because the last couple of callers, they were focusing on stuff that I wish they weren't focusing on. And I'm wondering why. Why is it a great show today, Lark?
I can answer that, because this is informative. This is education. This is exactly why I discovered RBN, and I've been a loyal listener and a fan. I come away learning a lot more. Now, actually, I know quite a bit about this topic. We've discussed it a lot at Eagle Forum meetings. We've had a lot of lectures on that. And so, Lark, I do appreciate your education coming on the show today and sharing your information.
Lark, see, you got one guy.
Yeah.
Well, good. And I like people that are like Steve, who are quite articulate and engaged in life. And
I think he should retire and become a full-time broadcaster. What do you think?
Oh, he's got.
Well, give me a couple years.
Oh,
I might. I'm definitely going to get out of medicine next couple of years.
Well, you're going to have to retire. I mean, they're going to let geriatric people out there treating people.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, John, I sent you the West Virginia DMV manual. And I'm going to research it a little bit tonight because I'm very interested on this case of how something come on your private property. And it looks like page 17 or 19 of the DMV manual for West Virginia, I would think, I'm going to talk to Ron about this later and kind of pick apart this whole situation so I can figure it out where he can come back and have this reversed. But as far as I understand, the DMV, state DMV, is a licensure between you and the state, and it applies only on public roadways. It would not apply on private property, so I would definitely look in that direction.
Well, and Steve, this is exactly why I said what I said, that their reasoning behind this, and if you think Mothers Against Drunk Drivers was a good thing because, well, they wanted to lower your alcohol rate in your blood, no, they don't want anybody drinking anything. There's going to be zero tolerance for any of this. And I smelled this out right from the beginning. I mean, it sounds nice, how to keep the neighborhood drunk when he drinks two bottles of Four Roses and then a 12-hour period gets out there and mows down your kids. Well, who's going to argue with that? Well, you're going to balance the law, aren't you? So if it's bad, that guy being so out of his mind, he didn't even know he ran over your five-year-old. But, you know, but he can be impaired and be distracted and still do the same thing. Well, it's a balancing. But what they have done in West Virginia is assaulted the private property, whether it was on the issue of drunk driving or improperly cutting down a tree or whacking off your own hand with the axe that you're using to chop the tree down. Doesn't matter. Joanne just emailed me and said, when property can be confiscated due to unpaid taxes, you really don't own the property. We're renting it. And she is exactly right. You know,
yeah, we're just actually leasing it is all we're doing.
Well, here's the point. That private property, that was your castle doctrine right there, baby. Do not cross over my threshold or my property line. And if you do, you'd better have a damn good reason for doing it. And the only reason that you would be able to do that is on a criminal search warrant, that you're actually going out there or gathering evidence or trying to rein in a known criminal that is on that property. And that comes by way of search warrant. Well, they got knock and talk now. They got ways to induce you to open up your door or to invite them in. There are many mechanisms, but again, it's the balancing act. So we got to balance, you know, for what's good for the community versus your rights. Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of concerned that the DMV evidently supersedes the court. The court threw it out because they didn't have jurisdiction, and they realized that. But for some reason, the DMV is above the court.
Well, but they're the ones that make policy. They're the ones that make the rules and regulations. When you contracted with the state to obtain from the state permission to drive, and I'd have no problem with this. Now, understand what I'm about to say here. I've got no problem with the Department of Motor Vehicles in any state, anywhere, for any rules or regulations they want to. And if they want to buy my car for me, if they want to pay my insurance, which they mandate me that I use, if, you know, they buy the fuel, which I already have taxes on that I put in the car, you know, if they want to do all that stuff, well, then you better own it outright, lock, stock, and barrel. And then you can grant me permission by your rules to operate the stuff that I pay for. If you want to buy it for me, then you can set down the rules and regulations. But that ain't going
to
happen.
Sounds good to me.
Because these people are a regulatory body. They set policy. And we would spend the next two centuries trying to unravel all of this crap that these agencies and these do-gooders have said they were going to do for the good of the public. Again, the balancing act. If there's one thing today, folks, I want you people to understand is the mechanism and the psychology they're using against you in order to manipulate you into acquiescence, of them just taking a little bit more. Because, you know, it is more dangerous times. It's more crowded. There's more people. There's more this. There's more that. So, ergo, in order to protect you, and your safety is paramount to us, and they really don't give a crap, but this is what we need to do. Lark, what say you, sir?
Well, you know, there's three words that will help you identify if you're part of the problem or part of the solution. Because remember, I assert, as does Nikki, that Americans, by and large, are communitarians today. So, first of all, you have to ask yourself, well, someone accusing me of being something that I'm not? But those words are compliant, complicit, and complacent.
All right, hang on 1 second. Let me squeeze one more in here. Thanks for your call, Steve. I appreciate it.
You got it.
All right. Chance in West Virginia. I'll make you the last call on this edition of the National Intel
Report. Hello, Mr. Stattmiller. The reason why they passed that law in my state is because we have a very low crime rate, and this is just another way of collecting revenue.
Well, I don't think that that revenue is the total story on this one, Chance.
Well,
because what they could do with the existing, think about this for a second. Because what they could do is up the fines. I mean, it's been touted by many states. You know, a drunk driving ticket could cost you up to $15,000. Well, okay, well, if they're really, really serious about public safety, well, let's just up that fee or let's just up that fine. Let's up the penalties. There's always ways that they can extract more money for their coffers without jumping over that property line. And the point is, Chance, this isn't just about revenue. This is one facet and a little bit of payoff, but that's not the reason why they did it.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you, but I think it's part of it, to be honest with you.
Well, it's a small part of it. Because yeah. Every damn state in this union, the federal government, the state governors, all the city budgets, all the managers are pulling their hair out because they're running out of money. And yeah, I can understand it'd be easy conclusion to jump to. Well, they just need more money. Well, okay, I get that. But along with this, what the black-masked ogre riding on the tail of this is about the control. And it's about being anti-constitutional. It's anti-freedom and liberty. It's about attacking the property.
And of course. I have another question for you. Getting an allodial title, would that protect you in more ways?
Being a
property owner.
The number one thing that it does is it prevents them for taxation because you owe taxes from confiscating your property for the sale to satisfy those taxes. That's the first and primary thing that it will do. In other words, you're saying this is mine and you ain't got any reason on God's green earth to touch it. Now you're going to have to fight other battles against, you know, an environmentalist out there, as I described what happened in Antrim County. Hell, I don't know, 18 years ago now, that they were sliding the people into the county councils to make the county up there believe that, hey, we've got this new sustainable development thing and it's going to be great for property. And all it was pushing people off of their own property that they owned and paid for. Chance, I've got to run. Thanks for your call. Lark, we will continue this conversation, but remember what we've talked about today, Lark. This has got to be understandable and it's got to be relatable to the people out there. Otherwise, they're just going to blow this off as a portion of this audience did today. And it's too damn bad you're not around to hear me make that proclamation. Lark, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, John.
All righty, sir.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.